Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of infraspinatus found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to infraspinatus. The infraspinatus originates on the infraspinous fossa of the scapula. It inserts on the middle facet on the greater tuberosity of the humerus. In terms of its action, it helps to laterally rotate the arm. It also helps to hold the humeral head in the glenoid cavity of the scapula. With regards to its innervation, remember that the infraspinatus is innervated by the suprascapular nerve, which receives input from the C5 and C6 nerve roots. And lastly, in terms of its arterial supply, remember that the infraspinatus is supplied by the suprascapular and the circumflex scapular arteries. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to the infraspinatus, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 17-year-old male high school baseball pitcher presents to your office complaining of posterior shoulder pain and weakness. His father says his coaches have reported a decrease in velocity as of late. On clinical exam, he has weakness in external rotation with the arm by his side. He has 5 out of 5 strength with empty can testing. Radiographs do not demonstrate any abnormalities, so an MRI of his right shoulder is obtained, which demonstrates a cyst in the spinoglenoid notch. Based on his diagnosis, which muscle would be affected and at risk for atrophy without intervention? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, supraspinatus. Choice 2, infraspinatus. Choice 3, teres minor. Choice 4, deltoid. Or choice 5, serratus anterior. The best answer to this question is choice 2, infraspinatus. This pitcher likely has a tear of his labrum, which has led to a paralabral cyst extending into the spinoglenoid notch and is compressing the suprascapular nerve, affecting the infraspinatus muscle. The suprascapular nerve is formed by the C5 and C6 nerve roots and innervates the supraspinatus and infraspinatus muscles. It first crosses under the transverse scapular ligament, and impingement at this location leads to denervation of both the supraspinatus and infraspinatus. As the nerve progresses through its course, it traverses the spinoglenoid notch to innervate the infraspinatus muscle. Therefore, compression at the spinoglenoid notch only affects the infraspinatus. The most common etiology of spinoglenoid notch compression is a paralabral cyst associated with the labral tear. Patients describe posterior shoulder pain and will have weakness with external rotation with the arm by the side when the infraspinatus is affected. MRI is useful in identification of these lesions, and surgical decompression is usually required in cases of mechanical impingement. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. The supraspinatus would not be affected in the case of a spinoglenoid notch cyst, as the innervation of the supraspinatus is proximal to the spinoglenoid notch. Choices 3 and 4. Despite potentially contributing to external rotation weakness, the teres minor and deltoid innervations would be affected by injury or compression to the axillary nerve. One example would be quadrilateral space syndrome. Choice 5. The serratus anterior would be affected by damage to the long thoracic nerve, which is not compressed in the case of a spinoglenoid notch cyst. That's all for this review about the infraspinatus. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullet Step 1 podcast.